The mysteries of the distinctive formation of stones that make up Stonehenge have been discussed by more experts than almost any other man-made structure. Like many such structures, it was engineered to be in a specific place in relation to the sun, so that at the significant time of midsummer, the sun would rise in line with the heelstone if you were within the circle. Though very much a focal point of the Druids, the stone enigma on Salisbury Plain, England, was almost certainly built by unknown people long before Druidic times. Stonehenge itself evolved through various stages over a period of about 1,000 years, beginning around 2800 BC. The most baffling puzzle probably being the question of why its builders should have transported blue stones from a sacred ring all the way from Wales, about 135 miles. It would have been a truly massive task, using only the most primitive forms of transport, and bearing in mind the difficulty of travel and lack of communication systems, one wonders how they would have been aware of the existence of such stones so far away. Many theories abound as to its placing on the network of lays, a mysterious system of underground lines, which are said to run across the world and act as channels of great natural power, with structures such as Stonehenge acting as giant faucets. Other theories have suggested that it was built as a kind of astrological computer, a temple, or as a focal point for the many burial grounds in the region. The absence of any written explanation from its makers themselves as to why they should go to the incredible efforts that they did leaves us only our own science and imagination to explain the building of Stonehenge.